No, I think it's recording. Okay, just double checking because I've got errors coming up saying low on disk storage. And it's Brian here. And okay, I've got to record this. But it's basically, I don't know, after 10 o'clock at night, back from France. With a bump, because walking Todd this morning in the drizzle, it seemed very damp, a lot cooler than southwest France and the Dordogne. And trying to get back used to our UK routine. Left Thursday morning, got home Friday evening, yesterday evening, and just unpacked today. And I'm just out walking Todd's last walk. I think Todd's actually quite happy to be back in the UK, where he's not got the space. I've got to properly, formally walk him now, where in France he just sort of, we've got all the land around us, he's out and just chasing squirrels and playing. But the reason I thought I'd do this audio bit is because it's been raining a lot here in Stockport. It's the end of the summer and I'm walking on the pavement with my stick and I keep walking into branches. And I don't know what you guys think, but this afternoon I was tidying the garage and I found some secateurs and I thought I'm going to take them out with me later. So every time I now walk along tonight and my face gets filled with a face full of wet hedge from low branches that really should be cut back, I'm doing a little bit of pruning myself. Now, is that vigilante gardening? Am I sort of causing some sort of civil offence? For me, in the past I've ripped my face and bled because I've walked into a rose branch and I've gone and knocked on the door and they've been very happy about cutting the roses back. What was the worst one? Was hawthorn bush. And but I'm doing them a favour, I'm doing a little bit of pruning for them. Anyway, this particular street seems alright. You're right, Todd. He's off the lead here. Because this is quiet and he knows the route anyway. I'm actually in the middle of the road on this bit. It's a cul-de-sac, so I know I'm safe. No branches or anything. It just goes around a funny bend. And this tends to be parked cars, sometimes half on the pavement. So I'm safer on this quiet road. Go on, Todd. That's just Todd crossing to join me because he knows the routine. We're going to get to the end of this. Right, I can hear the car in front of me. Right, now I'm on the parked car, back on the pavement, risking wet face, wet bush. So in my left hand I've got my white stick, in my right hand I've got my secateurs. Ready to do some vigilante pruning. See, if you're in these parts and you're walking along and you can see, and every so often you see a random pile of chopped leaves on the floor, you know I've been there. Yeah, welcome to Stockport. The noise of sirens in the distance is quite quiet actually, apart from the traffic. A bit this. What it is there is always a constant noise here, where in France it's like noise disappears and you have to strain to listen to things. And anyway, I left my tandem in France. It was just too cumbersome to try and get back in the car. We put it in the car to take it out because Rob came out for a week's holiday to join me and we did loads of cycling. I got a couple of the guests to come out cycling with me in the front. And we're going to be flying there in October and at Easter, and possibly not at Christmas. But and it's way absolutely superb cycling out there. So the plan is for me to get another tandem to leave in the UK. So the one I've got out there can stay there. But I've got to get one pretty sharp, because otherwise I'm going to just miss cycling too much. I can just do the spin classes at the gym for now. Hey. Easy, Todd. Oi, oi, oi. Easy. Comes the main road going left. Right, you're straight on that. It's a nice little walk there. It's my shoulder on the hedge again. But I'll do some chopping if there's anything to be done. Not too bad actually. Just the end of my own little cul-de-sac street where it was particularly bad, I think. I suppose it's Saturday night. I was thinking there's a lot of traffic for this time of night, but it's gone 11 o'clock, I think. Yeah, I do feel more blind in the UK. Because in France we just sort of... Well, if I go out, I'm usually going out with the family. I don't need to walk Todd. And around at home there, I can just dash about. Because I know exactly where everything is without using my white stick. I did get a bit lost coming back with the strimmer up the field and disorientated a bit. But it's not like... It's like my own obstacles instead of other people's obstacles, which I have in Stockport. Like parked cars, wheelie bins, wet hedge leaning down with the weight of the foliage and rainwater. And this is on a quiet evening on the empty pavement. Easy, Todd. Come on, Todd. Todd, come on. Oh, look at it, a bit there. Two blowing big branches. I often think, anybody following me with a camera, Monday to Sunday, would have a great videotape with some great comic moments. Okay. There you go. No, not turning too early. Oh, this is my slip. Yeah. A few more cuts in here. So, anyway, a bit of advice for every blindie at walking. Have a spare pair of sacateurs in your pocket just to do a bit of neighbourly gardening.